Cha-cha. Welcome back to your boy. And we back at this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? We about to get it jumped off with chapter 12. But first, there's two things I need to do before we get started. First, I want to say a quick prayer. Alright? Lord, I come to you humbly right now, Lord. Asking you to word my mouth, you know, that I may enlighten people who may want to understand your word more, to understand it more, Lord. Make the stories vivid and just understandable, Lord. I just humbly come to you, Lord. I want to reach. I want to teach your word, Lord. So cover and keep me as I do what I do, Lord. And I forever give your name the praise, the honor, and glory shall always be thine. Makes these and many more blessings, your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. That's part one. Okay. Part two is get my lighter. And get the wild. Okay. Chapter 12. Alright. If you tuned into the introduction, which I encourage all y'all to tune into the introduction, because the shit I said in there, I'm not repeating all that shit over again. There was a lot of shit to cover to get to this point. So, nigga, go check that shit out. But if you checked out the introduction, then you know how I feel about Abram. And you know how I feel about where the storyline picks up. It picks up when he's 75. And I said in the introduction, just to kind of walk with it through life for a nowadays time frame, we're looking at it in our generation is 26, okay? So walk with him on this journey when he's 75 and visualize somebody being 26, okay? And you got married at 21, and you've been with your wife for 5 years, and y'all don't have no kids. And it's been heavy fucking going on. It's been some fucking going on, like, for sure. And you know, back then, I don't know if they knew what pullout was, or they didn't, I damn sure know they ain't know shit about condoms. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas fucking and just in the pussy, you know what I'm saying? So, we got no kids, you know what I'm saying? So, story picks up, chapter 12. God appearing to Abram, right? Hold on, let the blood go out. Right. God appeared to Abram. One thing I want to say about Abram before we get into, because this is where the promise comes in that God made to Abram. And pretty much anything that God says, you can pretty much guarantee that as a promise, like for real. His word is promise, like on everything. So he's just basically just talking to Abram about some stuff that he gonna do for him. So before we get into that, I want to say, Abram is like, if you can picture every religion that's about the true and living God, every different branch from Church of God in Christ to Church of God to Methodist to Baptist to Seventh-day Adventist to Catholic to all of that. And even Muslim, you know what I'm saying? Even different, like, branches of, like, true religion of having a God that's higher than you. That's not, like, made up of any person on this earth. Any creation of this earth, you know what I'm saying? No deities like that, but just, like, from the true God. All of those religions make up the style of belief that Abram had. So if you can envision all of them being on one accord, then you can envision what Abram's belief were and how strong they were in God, you know, and how well-rounded they were in God, you know, because it basically breaks it up just to understand his belief is one, you feel me? So, like, God really, really, he fucked with Abram. He highly looked at Abram, you know what I'm saying? Abram was somebody who got it about God. He got it so much that God gave him visits. And the reason why I wanted to talk a little bit about the way that Abram believed, because anywhere that Abram went, what we probably would consider a church, you know, because nowadays people build churches, but back then, like I said, it wasn't as populated as we are now. And church kind of started just like with an altar, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, Seth did it. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that continuously got done by people who believe in God. And I believe that's something that Abram put up wherever he was, you feel me? And he gonna show it in this chapter right here, you feel me? But it started off, I believe, with Abram worshiping and calling the name of the Lord, praying like he do, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord appeared to him. And the Lord had told him, man, today's a good day, Abram. Today's a great day for you to leave from your father's house, from all your kinfolk, from all the familiarity that you know. Get all your employees and all the souls that you picked up along the way. Get your wife. And let's go to this land that I want to give you. I want to give you a land. It's going to be a land I'm going to give you. And I'm going to make a great nation of you. And I'm going to make your name great. And you will be a blessing. And God said he was going to bless those that bless him. And he going to fuck those up who fuck with you. He said he cursed those that curse with them. So I'm just giving you the real nigga terminology of what that shit meant. Because he truly do fuck up people, see? The devil don't want me to say that part. He truly do fuck up people who fuck with God. You did. There we go. So he let him know, man, like, I'm going to do that for you. And the last part of that promise is the biggest part to me. And the last part, he said, and through your family, all families will be blessed. Okay? And the reason why I say that's like super vital and like super important, because this is the piece to me. When you look from a spiritual connotation and not so much from a physical standpoint, this is where Jesus come in. God already promised to let him know that Jesus is going to come through your family tree, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to make a great nation of you. So the reason why I say Abram may have been trying to have kids for 5 years, because God came in with a promise of, like, and he has to do this on a couple of occasions to kind of encourage Abram, like, I know you ain't got kids yet, man, but don't stress that. You're going to get some kids, because I promise you, you're going to get some kids, and you're going to be able to have kids at an age frame where you can really see them grow up before you know what I'm saying, you pass away. So anything that Abram got, you know, from God, especially in the mannerism where God appeared to him, oh, he would crunk. He was on crunk mode, you feel me? He was ready. You did. He did exactly what God asked him to do. You know what I'm saying? Told all his employees, all the folk that's riding with him, man, like, hey, we about to ride out to a land that God gonna give me, man. You know what I'm saying? Gonna give us, because Abram was the type of person. He was so loving and so giving, like, what was mine is yours type shit. You know what I'm saying? And even though he didn't have kids to be able to really embrace that mentality and that way of feeling of giving something, giving all of this stuff, because like I said, he's an entrepreneur, he's an undercover, he's an unsung prophet, he's an underground king, like all of this stuff he's going to pass down to his seed, and he has no seed, but until he has one, his heart gonna continue to give to the people that surround him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody ready to ride. Like I say, the people who fuck with Aiden, he got 1,000 people that fuck with him strong, cuz, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, I really think when he told him that was crunk, that was ready. And like I said, Lot, you know, Lot got the news. And he was like, I want to ride with you, you know what I'm saying? Let me go, you know what I'm saying, with you. So Lot was ready to ride that journey, take that journey with him, you know what I'm saying? So he took that journey, went to the land of Canaan. He did. Made it down there. Boom. Get to Canaan, okay? Get to a little plain over there, you know what I'm saying? Not too far off from Sychem. I want to say it's Mori. I think that's the plane that he started out at, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord appeared to him. And at that time frame, other people were there, you know what I'm saying? There was people on that land, people who were in that land. And he, you know what I'm saying, Abram, his cool style, he managed to find a spot that, you know, he could chill out at, and people weren't fucking with him about who is this nigga over here. I mean, he was cool enough to where they let him chill out there, you feel me? And in the midst of being out there with everybody, God was like, yeah, this the land right here. This is the one. This is what I'm gonna give you right here. Look at it. I want you to embrace this, cause this is it. This is what I'm gonna give you. This is what your nation gonna start off of. It's gonna be in this land right here. Abram was crunk about that, man. So he did one thing he do a lot. He built an altar and he called upon the name of the Lord, man. He was a very worship, praise type of individual. You know what I'm saying? Especially when God appeared to him, man. I said. So, you know, he stayed there for a hot sec. And he wanted to get to a place where he could kind of see it a little bit better. So he kind of went to this mountain, you know what I'm saying? This mountain that was not too far from Bethel. And he pitched the tent down, and he built the altar, and he called upon the name of the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And he stayed there for a hot sec, and then he went further down south, okay? And when he went further down south, he started to notice a famine in the land, you know what I'm saying? So, being the entrepreneur that he was, and being that he had to kind of grow stuff, like growing stuff was vital. It was vital for him selling, and it was vital for his livestock. Because, you know, if you don't have, when you got a famine, that's kind of like drought season for us. That's like a recession. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you just can't get vital access to the stuff that you normally get access to just continue to live and thrive and be successful. So, motherfuckers had to tilt to a place where, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, because he got a business mind. If he just had the tools and the access to shit, he could still pop off, you know? And I know the Lord said that this was the land that he was supposed to have, but, you know, he didn't tell him exactly when. So, you know, he just trying to survive and try to make it through. You know, he didn't want to go nowhere else and make that the land, but he wanted to go chill somewhere to this family, you know, and this recession kind of like die down, you know. And a place, you know, that was always popping, seemed like back in the day, that always had, like, no matter what was going on in the world, this place right here just seemed to have a special little something that they always going to be able to get their jugs in. They're going to be always making money. They always going to have, like, good livestock and good, you know, plants and shit like that. They good trading systems, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that with Egypt, you feel me? So Abram about to head that way, you know what I'm saying? But before you go there, you did. Yeah, talk to Sarah, you feel me? Yeah, to kind of like prep him, you know what I'm saying, for some things. And he was, because he knew Sarai is a very sexy motherfucker, fatherfucker, you feel me? Yeah. She is a very sexy woman, okay? And Abram know how they get down in Egypt. Egypt is cutthroat, dog. They don't care. They don't believe in God like they even believe in God. And Abram know this. And Abram started using that smart mind of his more than the heart that he had. Because if God give you a promise that he'll curse anybody that curse you, he basically mean that nobody ain't gonna be able to fuck with you. You can come how you supposed to come. You can come real. But Abram, you know, just assessing the situation mentally, you feel me? Because the biggest flesh muscle that we have is our mind, you feel me? The toughest thing to wrestle the right and wrong on is in our mind. In our heart, it take a lot. But in our mind, it really don't take much because we can see the programming that we got in life. You can see evil as well as good. You know what I'm saying? You can see the pros and the cons in both, which makes it kind of difficult to make decisions sometimes strictly off your heart, because then you have to jump off faith. And when going to Egypt, he was a little nervous, so he preps every eye and he was letting her know, like, baby, I know you sexy, man. You know you sexy. Stop playing. I know how old you is too, but still. We finna go to Egypt, man. In Egypt, they cut, though. They find out that you my wife, they gonna kill me. They're gonna fucking kill me. And I know I got 318 soldiers, but these motherfuckers got like 300,000. And I really want to live. I want us to live. That promise that God that has for us, because they're going to keep you alive. But I ain't going to be a part of that, because they're going to kill my ass. But if you tell them that you my sister, I mean, technically you is my sister, man. Don't want to look like that. I know we've been in love for a long time, but I'm trying to stay alive for this promise that God got for us, baby. And if you tell them that you my sister, I'm telling you, they'll keep me. I'll be alive off the strength of you. It'll be off of you. Please, baby, do this one for me. So, you know, talk to her a little bit before they went to Egypt, and, you know, Sarai, she might not have liked it, but she was down with the plan. I don't think she liked it too tough, you know what I'm saying? Because a woman in love don't like to hide that love or don't like to, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I do think they do get a little excitement out of playing roles and shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So, she played the role, because true enough, they got to Egypt. Word got around that, you know, it's a bad motherfucker that just walking. I don't know, somebody coming from like Canaan way, man. Like, they, it's a little bad, little sexy motherfucker out there. Like, and word got here to the princes of Egypt, you feel me? And it's like, oh, word? Oh, is that a nigga? Oh, we finna kill us a motherfucker today. Hey, everybody strap up, everybody get shit. We finna go down there and holiday, you know what I'm saying? So the princes go down there and be like, hey, what's going on, y'all? Where y'all from? Oh, y'all come from Canaan. Are you really from Iran? Okay, that what it is. Hey, this your wife right here, bro? She is sexy as the fuck. This your wife? Oh, this ain't your wife. Oh, this your sister. Oh, nigga, this your lucky day right here, nigga. Because if this was your wife, we finna kill your ass. Oh, everything, everybody strapped up. Put that shit up. This is sister, nigga. That ain't his wife. I know, right? We really did want to kill a motherfucker today, but, you know, rules is rules, man. And if this is your sister, cuz, I'ma take her to my dad to see. And if my dad like her, cuz. Like, for real, bro, man. You just hit the jackpot, nigga. My dad got motherfucking camels, nigga. He got motherfucking she asses and oxes and motherfucking handmaids and servants and shit. And nigga, you got this bling bling like we got, nigga, bling bling. Yeah, but you ain't gonna get this shit like this, cause I'm the prince, you know what I'm saying? My shit different. But you gonna get some family jewels. They ain't gonna be as big, but you get jewels, you feel me? Just not this big, cause I'm the motherfucking prince, the fuck. I mean, but you know, you could be a part of the family if that's your sister. Shit, let me go and take her back to the prince, you know, to the palace and shit. So bet, you know what I'm saying? They take Sarai, you know, to the palace with the king. You feel me? And it's like, you know, niggas were like, you know, hey, Pop, you know what I'm saying? Wanna holler at you for a sec, you know what I'm saying? And Pop said, nigga, they better be good, nigga better be good, nigga. I'm about to get me some pussy, nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to fuck me and nigga up, nigga. This shit better be good. I'ma fuck your ass up, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, no, Pop, look, man, hey. Matter of fact, this shit so good. Hey, you know that cat, that concubine you got, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Felicia, that motherfucker, yeah, her ass. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, this concubine, you know, I ain't gonna have to get her pregnant, you know what I'm saying? But I wanna fuck with her, man. The way she be doing the little Egyptian dance and shit. Yo, Pop, man, I don't know. Last time you came, you must be coming to me with some pussy, okay? You know, because you know ain't nothing better than pussy but new pussy. And this better be some good new pussy, because that last witch bitch you brought, boy, you almost lost your motherfucking life. I almost killed your ass to bring that witch bitch in here. Talking about you got some good pussy. Boy, I almost, boy. Who it is? And what the God is that? If this nigga ain't got no bad bitch, throw a spear at his ass. Throw a motherfucking spear at his motherfucking ass on everything. Oh shit, oh, put that shit down. This it right here, son? Yo, you bringing me right up? Oh shit, what's your name, babe? Syria? Ooh, that's a sexy name. It's nice to meet you, Syria. Mm-hmm. How's your head? Are you 70 something? Okay, yeah, you right in my wheelhouse, baby. I don't know if you know who I am, but my name is Pharaoh. Y'all own this bitch. Egypt, y'all own this bitch. This is my city. Yeah. I run this bitch. And, you know, I've been looking for a bad motherfucker like you to run this shit with me. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be a part of the palace and the kingdom? Pharaoh? Shit never runs dry. Yeah, I heard y'all had a family shit and y'all came down this way because of that, but shit don't never run dry here, baby. This is the land of oasis. I got you. Ooh. You just take your sex ass and bed. You know what I'm talking about, baby? Okay?
So I know you had. You brought that up.
You had to kill a motherfucker, didn't I? I know she had a husband. She ain't had no husband. Oh, shit. Well, who quit? It was in that April. Okay, make sure he get that shit, too. Send him that package. Oh, yeah. I'm finna wipe this one, cool. Man, I'm finna spank nothing like new pussy, man. Nothing like new pussy, man. Nothing like new pussy, man. I'm finna get it. You go ahead, go on, get Felicia. Do your thing, cuz. I'm finna give you something. Nah, man. Everything. So that motherfucker thought. You know? He was ready. He was so not ready, but, God played that house. You feel me? God played him. And when we get into the story of Moses and shit like that, man, God got plenty of ways that he can plague somebody, you know what I'm saying? But needless to say, he didn't get that pussy. And, you know, they say God only talk to people who God love, you know, love God and prophets and people like that, but I be damned, because it seemed like he talked to that king, you feel me, because I don't know what happened or what plagues he used, you did, because it don't specify, but he used some shit, and he must have spoke to that nigga. And let him know that this is a man wife. A man wife who love me, and I will fuck you up if you fuck her. I promise you. And he the type of person, like, when he say he gonna kill you, nigga, that mean you and all the rest of the people that come behind you, nigga, all your bloodline, nigga, everybody, dog, everybody gonna get it, dog. Like, God does not fuck around, cuz you will not fuck with any of his kids, dog. When he say enough, enough. Enough is enough, cuz, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, period. And he had, must have had a conversation real tight with him, because he called Abram. He like, hey, man, hey, go get Abram, man. Please, somebody go get this man. Go get him. Hey, Abram, nigga, I thought you said this was your sister. Why the fuck you lying to me like that, man? You trying to get me fucked up, dog. You didn't tell me this was your wife. Nigga, this your wife, man. Nigga, why you didn't tell me this was your motherfucking wife, dog? Man, we weren't gonna kill you, man. We should be playing when we talking about killing folk and shit like that, man. Hey, but check this out, dog. You get your wife, and you get the fuck out. And I say that in the most respectfulest way I could possibly say it. Get your ass out, and could y'all please make sure that he exits the premises, nigga. He is not to be back in Egypt ever again, okay? Like, for real. Like, please, send this. And I'm saying that, tell your God, I'm saying that as respectful as I possibly can, come on. No, I don't want none of that shit back. No, hell no. Nah. You keep all the maid service and the man service and the accent, all the oxes. I don't even know what the fuck I gave you, but all the shit I gave you, keep that shit, motherfucker. I just need, please. Thank you. Yeah, y'all have a nice day. Don't ever come back either. Where that son at? Ooh, I'm gonna fuck his ass. I'm a kid that this nigga done brought another witch. Ooh, I knew something about them Hebrew bitches. I never liked them Hebrew bitches. Never liked them hoes. They fine, man, but they got some voodoo woodoo shit on their ass. Cause I don't like their ass. All they got. For real. But, you know, and it's pretty much how chapter 12 ends, you know what I'm saying? Abram got kicked out of Egypt, and he's headed back to Canaan, you know what I'm saying? And that's chapter 12. Pick up on chapter 13, you know what I'm saying? The next time we get at it, I hope you enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get back at it like that, though. Chapter.